Thank you for attending today's Privacy and Security Podcast. Today we'll be discussing password management, in particular, why we need to have good passwords, what healthcare organizations can do to ensure good password management, and what steps individuals can take to help keep their passwords safe and secure. Joining us today to talk about this topic are HIMSS Privacy and Security Committee members David Gibbs and Sri Bharadwaj. David is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Information Management at Texas State University, and Sri is the Director of Information Services at UC Irvine Health. Welcome, David and Sri. So, tell us, why do we need to have good passwords?
This is Sri. Thank you, Mike, for introducing us. Really great to do this for our members. Why do you need a password? I mean, there were days when we didn't need passwords to talk to each other. We didn't need passwords to do things. But as things got more complicated in the electronic world, we've identified that, you know, if you want to share data with somebody who you really want to only want to share data, you want to be able to use some sort of a mechanism to protect the data. A password is a way to protect data that only can be shared with a specific user or a specific set of people. Take it to the days when, you know, you had keywords that were passed on between messengers for kings who had to say certain things in order to make sure they had a handshake, something like that. So what passwords do are, you know, they allow you to keep some information private to only certain people. So when you're inputting a password, it allows the system, in this case, let's assume it's not a person, it's a system. It allows the system to say, okay, so this person is allowed to see this information because he's provided me that quote-unquote keyword in order for him to get access to that information. So we call that what you would call allowing access. The process is called authentication. So passwords typically are used to authenticate a person to get access to specific information in a system. That's why you would need passwords. The other reason why you would need passwords is you're helping the bad guys not get the data from the system by allowing only certain people with those specific unique characters that they type in order to get them that data. That's another way to look at, say, why you need passwords. And in many, many organizations, you have what you would call a ID card, which you swipe to enter. That's a type of password, too. It's just that it's a system-to-system password that you don't need to remember. But without that card, you can't get in. So it's a physical property type protection capability that you get. So that's what passwords are typically used for. David, your thoughts?
Sure, Sheree. Thank you. I agree with what you said, and I'd like to focus in on the use of good passwords. We need not only passwords, but good passwords in order to accomplish the protection of the resource that you mentioned. I like to equate passwords to similar to a padlock on a door. We put locks on things in order to protect access to that resource. And just like people are curious to come along and they'll see a lock on a door and maybe tug on it a little bit to see if it's really locked, curious to see what's behind that door, see if they're able to access that resource. Having a password that's easily guessed is like having a padlock that's not locked or has the key already in it. So we need good passwords that cannot be easily guessed in order to achieve the protection that we're after. That's why we put the lock on there in the first place. That's why we have this authentication requirement on the resource, is to make it difficult for even curious folks to get into. Now, likewise, while passwords need to be good in order to keep the bad guys out, passwords also need to be good in order to allow authorized access to the resource. We don't want to have passwords be overly onerous so that people write them down, they can't remember them, it's too complex. So it has to be a balance in order to allow the access to authorized users as well.
And the other thing that I found, David, is that passwords can also be used to prevent viruses and worms and other malware that can get into your system, because those also allow a level of protection, because you need the password in order to get in, and that will stop not just the bad guys, but actually bad what I would call software that's written by those bad guys to get into the systems as well.
That's right. Bad processes are also lurking in the background. And speaking of those bad guys, let me just also point out that the threats from the bad guys against health information specifically are increasing. Now that we have hackers specifically targeting health information systems, we've had ransomware attacks and other recent events that reinforce the fact that health information is very much on the radar of the bad guys these days. It's more valuable than financial information, and so we need to be on the high alert to make sure our passwords are very secure in order to protect from the bad guys.